That's why you're staggering, because I saved you. Amen. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, he was the one that set me free. Somebody praise him in the building today. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we love you. We thank you for your goodness, your grace, your mercy, all, God, that you bestowed upon us, God, today. God, it may be dreary on the outside, but God, I pray, God, that it rain on the inside today. And Father, I pray, God, that you'd lead us and guide us and direct our thoughts and our minds, God, today. Father, I pray you'd bless every home and every family, God, that's here. Father, I pray they'd be one under the sound of my voice that don't know you and they're free partner of sin. Father, I pray, God, today would be the day, God, that you'd touch them in a special way, convict their soul. God, bring them around an old-fashioned all repentance before it's everlasting, too late. Father, I pray you bless the preaching hour, our pastor. I pray, God, that you bless the songs of Zion. Stir us one more time this side of heaven. And God will love you and thank you for all that you do. In Christ's name we pray, and God's people said,
amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. I'm glad all my hope.
Jesus breaks a man.
I give myself away, so you
Baptist Church. But if Jesus would come today, there'd be no preaching. We would bow down before Him. We would have our hands raised. And the Bible even teaches us He is worthy of our praise. We will cry, "Worthy is the Lord. Worthy is the Lord." I don't know about you, but I'm just going to go ahead and get practice. Because, honey, He can come today. I said He can come today. Oh, here I am to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that You're
I'm Sherry said, "Keep me just day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray, God, for the next little while that you would help us, that, God, you would do for us that only you can do in this place and in this hour. I bless you. I trust you. I honor you. And I ask you, God, right now, will you speak to us through and by your word, Lord? Now have your will and have your way in what's said and what's done. May you get praise and honor and glory out of all of it. We'll thank you and we'll bless you. We ask these things in the name that is above every name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. As we look at this portion of Scripture, it's probably something that most of us have either read or probably have heard quoted or heard preached around many times in our life. But this morning, as we look at it, I believe that you and I can identify with much of the truth there that's found in it. The Bible said in verse number 8, troubled on every side, yet not distressed, perplexed, but not in despair. And the thing about being a Christian, being a child of God, is that it's not that you won't go through some things. It is that we have somebody that goes through them with us. Amen. It's not that you won't face difficulties and face struggles and face trials, but there's a God that will help us and a God that will lead us through the trials. There's times, Brother Ronnie, that it gets so hard, I believe, that you and I cannot do it on our own. And there's times that he picks us up and carries us and takes us through the fire. Amen. And so as we begin to think about that, I'm glad the Bible said that he does not forsake us. He will not leave us. The Bible said this, I will not leave thee nor forsake thee. I'm glad I've got a friend that sticks closer than a brother. I've got one that will never walk out on me. I've got one that will never leave me behind. I've got one that he is watching over us this morning. And so with that, I want to tell you a story that all of us can relate to. The preacher told this story, and immediately it took me back to places in my life and times that I have done the exact same thing. He said he had got out into, was going to go into town and had to make a couple visits and things like that. And it was just a wonderful sunny day, no cloud in the sky, no rain, just about the opposite of what today is. It was warm, it was sunny, it was a nice day to be outside. And so he run and got in his car real quick and started his car up and headed on down the road. Well, when he did, as he started moving down the road, he noticed that there was a bug on the windshield. And it had found its place there, and he thought, well, as I get down here to the end of the driveway, surely it'll just fly off. Well, no, that bug was not going anywhere. And so he began to make his journey, and he did like you, a lot of you and I. They had a place to go and have their eyes on the road, but also was watching that little bug to see what it would do. Some of y'all are a little bit like me. You want to see how long he can hold on before he flies off. But he began to tell about how he was watching this little bug and how God began to speak to him through this. You know, the Bible said, consider the ant. The Bible tells us about spiders in the king's house. The Bible talks about creeping things. And so I believe there's a message in this little bug. And Lord willing, this morning I'm going to share with you this thought. When you feel like a bug on a windshield. Y'all ever felt like that before? When you feel like a bug on a windshield. Notice some truths here. When you feel like a bug on a windshield, number one, we need to remember what we're holding to. Remember what we're holding to. Verse number 18 said, "While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, the things which are not seen are eternal." And so, as we go down life's road, a lot like this bug, everything around you, everything around us may be changing. Everything around us may feel like it's just a blur. Do you ever feel like that before? Can you imagine you're just this little bug and you're living your happy little bug life and you thought, "I'm going to get on this warm windshield and I'm going to enjoy this spring day. I'm going to enjoy everything that's going on." And all of a sudden your life is knocked upside down. All of a sudden you're hanging on for dear life. Sometimes things like that happen to us. We didn't sign up for it. All you were doing, all I was doing, was sitting there minding our own business. And out of nowhere, life has got you all in a blur. Everything around you has changed. Most of us can certainly identify with this. The time frame we're living in today is much different than what we would have even thought a couple years ago. I would have never dreamed, Miss Midge, that last year on Easter, we would celebrate Easter out in the parking lot on a Saturday because we couldn't do it on Sunday because it's going to be a day like today. I would have never dreamed that things like that would have happened and things could change like that. All around us, things are changing. People are dying all alone because they have all sorts of regulations and stipulations, and I'm not here to get into all that. What I am here to say is this, is things around you, things around me are changing every day, and you may feel like with every new regulation, every new recommendation, every new idea, that you just can't keep up with it all. I'm glad to tell you, you don't have to keep up with it all, because there's one thing that has not changed. There's one thing that will not change. I'm glad, hallelujah, Brother Robert, that this whole book still reads the same as the same day I picked it up, the day I got saved. There's not one thing changed about it. There's not one thing that's been taken away from it. I'm glad, hallelujah, when this whole world is up and this whole world's down, when we're rocking and we're reeling from everything around us, I'm glad I can stand on the solid rock. I'm glad I can take him at his word, and it's never changed. Bless his name. Take hold and remember what you're holding to. Our Bible, our times of prayer, so much in our life and so much in this world changes daily. But he is eternal and he does not change. By the way, that windshield that he is holding to was basically invisible. He couldn't see it, but he sure could feel it. Amen. Aren't you glad that though you may not be able to see him, you sure can feel him? Though you may not be able to see him, I'm glad there's something that you can hold on to. And let me just help you a little bit. I'm glad it's more than me just holding on. I'm glad he's holding on to me. Hey, I'd have done flew off. I'd have been out of the road. But I'm glad he's been holding on to me. Somebody help me now. Hebrews chapter number 11 said, seeing him who is invisible. There's times that you and I have got to look beyond this veil of flesh and look with eyes of faith. Heard about a preacher that had preached, and there were a little lady that had followed his ministry, and she loved to hear him preach, and she wasn't the kind of person that would just, you know, get crazy in a service, but she would praise the Lord. She would stand back there where she's at, hallelujah. She would stand back there she would just praise the Lord. She'd just worship, and she'd just go to church, and she'd just have a real big time in the Lord. And when she did so, she would do it. Do that in such a fashion. She'd do that in such a way that she knew, and you knew that God was meeting with her, and you knew that God was going to do what nobody else could do. And there'd be time. Have you ever been to church with somebody like that? There'd be times that you just sit right beside them, and it seemed like God sat right beside them, and they're just worshiping Him, and it's just coming off on you.
Yeah.
You ought to get around people like that. If you're not that kind of worshiper, then go sit beside somebody that is. And let them get in real good on it. Let them get in real good with it. And let God do something special in your life. Well, this lady was a lot like that. And she's a lot like Miss Fraley. She'd go to church, and whenever the Lord started meeting, she'd just start clapping her little hands. Thank you, Lord. Bless the Lord. Praise you, Lord. And she done spent some time with Him. Well, time went on. She got a little older and got Alzheimer's. And her family lived a little ways off, and her family had to have her put in a rest home. And the rest home was there near where they lived. And so everybody kind of figured out that they might not see her very much, very often. And he tried to go visit here and there, but just being the distance and all, didn't get to see her very much. Well, he was visiting his local rest home, seeing somebody else, and saw a very familiar face with little Walker down the hall. And he said, and called her name, "Is that you?" She just stared off in the distance. He walked a little closer and called her name. "This is the preacher. You remember me?" She just stared, had a blank look across her face, just stared off. And he's just kind of discouraged and thought, you know, the Alzheimer's has got the best of him. And he turned to walk away. He said, as he did, the Holy Spirit, the Lord nudged him and said, "Don't ask her if she knows you. Don't ask her if she remembers you. Ask her if she knows me." She started clapping her little hands. She threw her hands up in the air when he said, "Do you know Jesus?" Hallelujah. You might forget everything and everybody else, but I'm glad, hallelujah, there's a God we cannot forget. There's a God we can't get past. There's a God we can't get over. Somebody help me. Things may have changed for her, but he never did. Things may change for you. Things may change for me, but he never will. Somebody help me right there. Let me ask you, what is it that you're holding to? Well, I'm holding to my spouse's love. I'm holding to my fiance's love. I don't want to break hearts and all that stuff. It's getting ready to be Valentine's Day and not too long. But there's a whole lot of people that thought, well, I'll start this thing and I'll end this thing with them. We're going all the way together. And sometimes it don't happen that way. Sometimes people decide and we're done, we're over, we're finished. There's been many a person that have come home to an empty home and a Dear John letter. Said, we're just done. You can't put your hope, you can't put your trust in people. But I'm thankful. If you'll put your hope and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, He will never leave you. Amen. He will never change on you. What are you holding to this morning? Look with me, if you will, there in verse number 8. Verse number 8 says this: "We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed." Not only should we remember when we feel like a bug that's got stuck on the windshield, not only should we remember what we're holding to, we should remember who is watching us, who is watching you. Now, if you could think like a bug, and for some of us that might not be as hard as you would think it would be. You'll get that in just a little while. If we can think like a bug, and you're holding on to this windshield, you're holding on to a windshield wiper, you're holding on to some, and this giant behemoth of a thing is careening down the road 50, 60, 70. Y'all ever got up real high just to see how long they can hold on? 70 miles an hour. You think nobody knows what I'm going through. Nobody knows how I'm feeling. This year it'd be real easy to feel like that, wouldn't it? We live in a time of almost unprecedented isolation, a time of feeling alone, a time of feeling like you were just out of touch with anyone and everyone. Well, they can't come over because somebody may have been exposed here, and we're going to do Christmas by ourselves at home. We'll get on FaceTime and have Christmas together. Well, they told us, you can just go to church online. People ought not have to meet together in a room. We just do it virtually. Well, it's not the same. First thing, the Bible tells us that we are to meet together, together, together. That's the first thing. Then the second thing is when they get you under that, they get a lot of churches. There's a lot of churches been closed for a year. And they tell you, you'll just meet online. Then they dictate to you how you can meet online, what you can do, what you can say while you're meeting online. God's church ain't under the thumb of the world and the world system. Somebody say amen right there. But this little bug was holding on with everything he had. Brother Robert, this little bug's careening down the road. Everything's blurry around him. He don't know. Everything in his world has been rocked and changed. And he feels like he's all alone. But the only one that knew where he was, the only one that knew what he was going through, is the same one that he had his hand on the wheel. Hallelujah. I'm glad, bless his name. When I feel like nobody knows what I'm going through, I remember who is watching me. Who's got his hand on the wheel? Who's watching over me? Who's going faster and slower? He's watching over you and I, child of God. You might feel like you're all by yourself. You might feel like nobody can understand how I feel. Nobody even begin to imagine. One thing that I suppose I'm guilty of sometimes is this. I'm a pastor. And there's a couple folk in here that have been in that role. And I used to, when I heard people say this, I didn't believe it. But one thing that I've learned is people can't understand everything that you feel as a pastor, because until you've done it, you don't understand how somebody else feels. You don't understand all the emotions and all the attacks from hell, all that kind of stuff. You don't understand it all. And sometimes, just to be honest, I get, I, 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 I have a pity party sometimes. I'll just be honest. Sometimes I feel like, well, they don't know how I feel. Ain't nobody called the preacher. Nobody cared whether how the preacher felt about it.
Right.
Uh-huh. And you go through those things. Then God reminds me, Brother Robert, that I'm not in this by myself. I might feel like I'm holding on for dear life. I might feel like there's no way that anybody can care, and no way anybody can even know where I'm at. Then I look through that that's invisible and see there's somebody that's commanding this ship. There's somebody that's controlling everything that's going on. And his eyes are watching me. The Bible said he watched the sparrow. His eyes on the sparrow. And I'm glad, hallelujah, his eyes are watching over me. Bless his name. Brother Fletcher, I told you I'd heard him preach around this. And he told a story. If you don't know Brother Leonard Fletcher, he's written several songs. The Inspirations have recorded several. We do a couple of songs that he's written here at the church. And one night, he was out preaching a meeting. I think he said he was in the Atlanta area. And he was there, and just, he was dealing with some things in his family that had him tore up. Couldn't hardly sleep at night. Y'all ever been there? He didn't know what to say. He didn't know what to do. He said if he could just pour out all the pain somehow, he would have done whatever it took to do that. Said his wife had fallen asleep and he couldn't sleep. So he went over there toward the bathroom area, how they have those in little hotel rooms. And he got in the chair and sat right there. And he said for him it's always been helpful when he's feeling that way to try to write. Said, I didn't expect to write out a song. But as he's going through those dark days and going through those difficult times, he sat down with a pen and paper. He wrote these words. Listen.
When the hurt goes deeper than the deepest place, your heart is ever known. When you're standing in your darkest trial, and it seems you're standing all alone. When the tears fall down like bitter rain, and you're wondering if the sun will shine again. In the midst of disappointment, look around. You'll find a faithful friend. He's walked through the darkest valley, shining light upon the lily by the way. He has picked me up and held me when I thought I could not face another day. And when my heart had stopped its singing and my mind was simply searching for an end, I can tell you by experience that I found a faithful friend.
How many of you are thankful for a faithful friend? When you feel like you're all alone, when you feel like nobody knows and nobody cares, just remember the one that's allowing you, the one that's steering you, the one that's pushing you, he's also watching you. He knows exactly where you're at. He knows what we can hold. He knows how much we can handle. I said, bless his name. He's still watching me. The Bible said, verse number 17, that don't bother me at all, y'all. Just shout, let's just go to meet. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Remember, when you feel like you're holding on, when you feel like you can't get out, when you feel like you're all alone, not only should we remember what we're holding on to, not only should we remember who's watching us, but we should remember where we're going to. Where we're going to. See, the thing about this little bug is this little bug had no plans to do anything that day except hang out here in this warm little car, just hanging out right there. But see, for the one in the car to get where it needed to be, this little bug had to go through some stuff that it didn't necessarily sign up for. This little bug was going through the worst storm of his life, and it wasn't even about him. It was to get the person in the car where they needed to be. There's some people that are around you that God may allow you to go through a difficult season in your life because they need to get where they need to go. And God will allow you to hold on. God will allow you to feel like you're all alone because God has bigger plans than you and me, child of God. I'm glad to tell you, in order for the one that was in the car to get where they needed to go, he had to go through what he had to go through. Several years ago, Sonny came to church here with some of his family, had invited him for something. Sonny Haney was his name. And he had some bad sickness going on in his life. Cancer and all kinds of difficulties. Well, he got saved. Bowed his head in an altar and got born again. Well, after he got saved, man, he was here Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Didn't matter what was going on, he was here. He'd bring an oxygen at times and sit on that little pew over there. Well, he wasn't sitting by himself by the end of this thing, Brother Ronnie. He had two pews full of family. What had led him to an altar was realizing, I'm going to stand before a holy God. And he got his life right, got born again by the grace of God. But God didn't stop there. God saved his family. God worked in his family. You know the stories, and I do too, of people that you didn't think would ever get right with God. You didn't think would ever. See, I just tell you something, be honest, be real. When my dad passed away in March of 2017, it broke my heart. It shattered our family. It shattered our world. My mother especially. Miss Becky, I got saved in 1989. The best I could, I always prayed for my mom and dad to get saved. And I wish I could stand up here and just tell you with 100% assurance that I know that my dad's in heaven. I don't know that. I pray that I am surprised when I get there. But one thing I do know is through that heartbreaking experience, in November of 2017, my mom was sitting back where Robert is. Stepped down and walked straight to hell.
Yes.
Walked straight down that aisle. And I met her right there and led her to the feet of Jesus. And I saw my mama get born again. I wasn't wanting to land on that windshield. I wasn't wanting to try to hold on. But I'm so thankful that God said you're going to go through what you've gone through. Because I got your red-headed mama that I'm talking to. I'm going to save her by my breath. Hallelujah. I say bless his name. Aren't you thankful? I want these days. We don't get where we're going. Now, my wife gives me a hard time because occasionally I'm a little bit heartless with these little bugs. And I just go as fast as I can, see if they'll fly off or not. But every once in a while, I'm feeling charitable. And I ride down the road and I watch them. And as I see the little paw, whatever you call it, can't hold on, I'll slow down. Because I want them to get. I won't kill them. I won't get where they're going. Now, if you've ever done that, you probably have experienced the same thing I'm getting ready to tell you about. When you get there, that little pug that was snatched out of this world in a tizzy and a tase and a daze went careening down the road not thinking anybody even cared or knew what he's going through, ended up at a destination, and almost always they just do this. When they get there, they get themselves situated, then they spread their wings and they fly away. I said, when they get there, they spread their wings and they fly away. We're not home yet. We hadn't got there just yet. But one of these days, we're going to dock off on the banks of sweet deliverance. We're going to walk down the down plank of grace. We're going to get there and we're going to spread our wings and we're going to fly away. Hey, hey, I'm here to tell you, child of God, keep on, hold on, keep on going. Because one of these days, we finally going to get. Somebody help me now. I want you to stand with me. And I want as many of you that can or will, as many of you that are comfortable, won't you come? Let's come and gather around an altar in one of these front pews or maybe right there at the end of your pew. Let's come and find a place and say, thank you, God. Thank you, God. That whenever I feel like I'm all alone, I'm thankful that you're watching over me. Lord, I want to thank you that there's some things that I can still hold on to. There's some things that just will not change. And this morning, I want to tell you, thank you. Lord, I want to ask you for strength to hold on till I get where I'm going this morning. Come on, here we come. Here we come. While these are praying, while these have come, here we come. God, thank you. Thank you, Lord, for taking me on this journey. Thank you, Lord, for bringing me along down this journey to get me where I'm going. While these are praying, you're here this morning, and you're struggling. You're here this morning, you're going through some difficult days, and you need the help of God right now. I wonder how many of us just throw our hand up. Preacher, would you pray for me? Thank you, we see those. Are there more? Are there more? Preacher, here's my hand. Would you pray for me? Thank you. Thank you. God, help them. God, touch them. We're going to pray in just a moment. If you're here this morning, say, preacher, I'm not where I need to be with God. Preacher, I do not know that if I were to die right now, if Jesus comes back, I do not know that I'm ready to meet God like I am. Preacher, would you pray for me? Is there somebody like that? Slip your hand up and right back down. Preacher, would you help me pray? Preacher, preacher, would you speak to, would you ask God to give me peace? Is there anybody like that? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, God, for the truth of your word. I ask you, oh God, that you take your word and hide in our heart, hide in our life, that we wouldn't sin against you. The Lord, have your will and have your way. Thank you, God, that I have found a faithful friend. I found someone that will not leave me in the battle, will not leave me all alone. Oh, God, though I feel like I am, though I feel like no one understands and no one cares, oh, God, you've been faithful more times than a few. And for that, I want to tell you thank you. Lord, help us. Speak to every heart, those that raise their hands struggling. Lord, I'm thankful that you are the God of a struggler as well. I'm thankful for many times you said, and again you came, and again you came. You keep coming back, and I want to tell you I thank you for that. Now, Lord, have your will and have your way. I ask you, God, that you speak to us. Help us receive everything that you had for us this morning. Thank you for speaking to my heart. I pray, God, you've spoken to us as a whole, as a church, in Jesus' name. Oh, bless your name. We love you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for being at church today. I don't apologize for preaching the Word of God. And if I offended you by preaching something that somebody else has preached, I'll tell you what Solomon said. There's nothing under the sun to say it had not been before. If it's true, it ain't new. Amen. And so just to be a little help to you there, but I believe that was probably something that helped us all. Thank you so much for being here, and I encourage you to be with us on Wednesday. We'll be here at 6:30. You be praying for us tonight at 5 o'clock. The younger teens, we're going to be meeting at 5 o'clock over in our teen building. And then at 6:30, we're starting a brand new ministry for our on up college career area, age range. We'll be doing that this evening. And here in another couple of months, we're going to look at about our Sunday evening services, who all can be involved, wants to be involved in all that. But you pray for us as we start getting these off the ground over the next month. And so be praying for us this evening, all right? Come on back home. Lord willing, on Wednesday night, unless God changes it, I'll be finishing up this little series within the book of Judges about Gideon, and we'll be talking about the Gideon's army, how that God said, well, you need too many. You ever felt like I need more? God said, you don't need what you think you need. We'll talk about that a little bit on Wednesday. All right. Thank you so much. Arise. Oh, anybody that's interested in going to Arise in July this year needs to meet with Kelly. Can I just meet you right up here? You can just come on up here right after the service, and you're not signing up, committing, or anything like that. It's just some information so we can start moving forward with doing it, all right? I hope the Lord helped you today. I know he helped me. Amen. Let's be dismissed with a word of prayer on the way out. As usual, the plates will be by the door there. You be faithful, and let me just say I thank you for your faithfulness to give and be part of giving. We had a $500 gift come in for upgrading our camera and live streaming options. I mentioned that Facebook and YouTube, they're getting pretty tight on things, and church streams are starting to get kicked off and everything else. So we're looking at a couple other options. We need somewhere $2,500 to $1,000. It's going to be depending on what all we have to end up getting. We have a $500 gift come in already. If you want to give toward that, you can
can see Miss Midge, and she'll know that that is noted toward taking care of upgrading so we can continue to offer a live stream for folk that cannot come. I think I'm talking to the people that want to be here, and there are times that you want to be here, but you can't be here, and so live stream is a wonderful option for that, but it sure does feel good, Miss Joyce, don't it? It sure does feel good to come back to the house of God. Amen. She had to be out for a little while, and she was so thankful to be back with us. Let's have a word of prayer as we're dismissed. I ask, if you will, Eric, you pray for us as we're dismissed.
Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for the wonderful sermon that you have delivered to us. I pray that we have safe travels as we leave from here, and continue to